I always remember my mom. She was not what you would call a well-educated woman. She only went to about the fourth or fifth grade because she had to work in the cornfield and the cotton field and stuff like that, you know, as a child. I'd say she was a great psychologist, a great, I mean, there's no way to explain it in any other way. I mean, she knew things that I feel that no one else seemed to realize about me. As her child, she wanted me to be as normal, as regular, as any other child, which means that she made me do everything that other kids do. I had to wash clothes. I had to learn how to do this. I had to learn how to clean the house. I had to learn how to, you know, the things that other kids do. I had to cut wood with an axe. You know, I always remember my mom was crying one day in church because they were saying in church that she, it was a shame how she was treating me. They had this blind kid. She got out there cutting wood, and a chip could fly up and hit him. And I always remember in her tears, she said, "It's true he's blind, and it's true a chip could wind up hitting him. But I can see, and a chip can hit me too." And then both of us start crying together. She always taught me that, you know, even people who love you, they're not going to have time to deal with you when you may want them to. So you got to learn how to do things for yourself. You got to find a way. You might not be able to do it like a sighted person, but there are two ways to do everything. You just got to find the right one that suits you.